All right, that is Joe, so I can have you back. I mean, that sounds like a demand, not a question.
Well,
we haven't got
Joe.
To that part
it
now.
Is Joe.
We got to ease into these things.
Lose 75 pounds so I can have you back.
There you go. Wow. Otherwise, it's Joe all over. Here she is, one of my very favorite people in the entire world. Please put your hands together for one of the funniest human beings on the face of the earth, Adele Givens. How are
hey,
you,
Adele?
My
Adele?
Oh, shoot, I'm one of your very favorite people.
You know you are. Don't pretend like you don't know that. If you wasn't married, or if you didn't, if you wasn't married, or if you didn't know I was, we might have something going. That would be.
Yeah, we'd probably be fighting like that.
Exactly.
Tell Tony to relax and bring my hat. What did you think of the whole Monique thing in Netflix? Like, what did you? Because when we were doing specials, that was. I think everybody started to look at Chris Rock and what they gave Chris Tucker. What they gave Dave Chappelle. And Amy, but when we were doing specials, you did it for the fact that you could show people what you were doing, and then you wanted to put asses in seats. You never even necessarily cared about the deal you were getting.
Right. You just wanted exposure. The special
right.
was basically to give you a platform. You
right.
know, back then. Now, I guess with all these dollars floating around, but you know what I thought about that, though, DL, for real? I thought people kept focusing in on the which wasn't wrong to do, to focus in on the imbalance in terms of the pay disparities and whatnot. But I was like, are y'all looking at the whole picture? I mean, come on, if the creature from the Black Lagoon start coming to you and trying to give you some actual, real, legitimate statistics on something, would you be sitting there listening to them, or would you have your mouth wide open going, what in the hell is
right.
going on with right. you right now?
Right.
So I
right.
think that people got caught up in the and the message is a good one, you know, and well, one of them. But, I mean, there was a lot of things going on. I'm looking at Monique Hubbs and crying. And I'm like, what the hell going on? Why he crying? I'm making up songs. The girl is wrong. I don't understand what the hell they doing. I mean, sitting up there making up parodies. I told you I was in the kitchen. But, you know, if you say something like, then folks going to come down on you talking about, well, why y'all mad at her for this? It ain't that people was mad at Monique for. People was just looking at her like, what in the hell is wrong with you? You done went from Oprah to Tyler to Kim Whitley. I know I'm next. You're going to be mad at me. What the hell are you? I don't know, what's going on with her, you know.
But, you know what's funny to me? It's that we are comedians. And to me, when you forget what you are and you start believing that what you've done matters more than what you can do, then you've already stopped being an artist. What you want to do is to live on your laurels. And I think that the idea, that's the antithesis of being an artist. Don't
preach on it, DL, because I agree with you 100% right there. It's like you're a comedian, and for so long we didn't have a platform. We were so grateful when Def Comedy Jam
right.
came about and we were able to let the world see us. And then eventually, I mean, don't get me wrong, you're supposed to know your value and know your worth. But that's the whole point. Know your worth. If they offer your ass something more than your worth, snap it and run down the street.
So you're on the Lit AF tour, right?
That's right.
Who's on that tour with you?
So far, I only know for sure that Martin is on the date. It's Martin's tour, I assume. And then, you know, they got some other comedians. I think Michael Blackston going to be on some.
Wow.
Dion Cole.
I've
been hearing Ricky Smiley.
Oh, dope.
I only know for sure my ass going to be on there.
So what day? What day? They start Thursday? You start tomorrow?
No, we start Friday. I got two Friday and three on Saturday. That's
so,
it.
So the 9th and the 10th, go see Adele That's Givens at Gotham Comedy Club. I promise you will not be disappointed. She's one of the baddest broads I've ever seen. And I can't wait to
call
see
her. Call me a broad. Did you call me a broad? Look how ducks are complimenting. You ready to whip your ass about the broad part. You see that? I got my
dukes
up. Boy, what?
There she is, my little sister, Adele Givens. Love you, baby.
Thanks,
Go
Adele.
Kill him.
I love all of y'all. Y'all have a good one. I'll talk to you soon, baby.
You too, baby. Love you. Bye-bye. We got the Hughley Hustle Home Mix coming up next. It's the DL Hughley Show.
Playing the music.
Music. Like my music. Music non-violent with limited cussing.
Just another reason to listen to the DL Hughley Show.